Leviticus 17:11 records, "The blood makes atonement for the soul." Jeffrey Ebert says, "When I was 5 years old, before factory-installed seatbelts and automobile airbags, my family was driving home at night on a two-lane country road. I was sitting on my mother's lap when another car, driven by a drunk driver, swerved into our lane and hit us head-on. I don't have any memory of the collision. I do recall the fear and confusion I felt as I saw myself literally covered with blood from head to toe. And then I learned that blood wasn't all mine, but my mother's. In that split second, when the two headlights glared into her eyes, she instinctively curled her body around mine. It was her body that slammed against the dashboard, her head that shattered the windshield. She took the impact so that I wouldn't have to. It took extensive surgery for my mother to recover from her injuries." My friend, you see the analogy immediately, don't you? At the cross, Jesus took the impact for your sin, for my sin. And the moment that we place our trust in him, his shed blood reconciles us to God. Consider God's problem. The Bible says that God is of purer eyes than to behold evil and cannot look on wickedness, Habakkuk 1:13. So God solves his problem by repositioning us in Christ and seeing us through the blood. The songwriter wrote this, "When God looks at me, he doesn't see the things I've done. He only sees the blood of his crucified son." May I say that again? Think about that mother taking the impact by curling her body around the little boy so that she would take the impact of that dashboard. Think about the Lord Jesus Christ curling himself around you, my friend, and the songs of the songwriter, "When God looks at me, he doesn't see the things I've done. He only sees the blood of his crucified son." God's word says the blood makes atonement for the soul. And the word atonement means to be paid for in full, to be reconciled to God. Wonderful. The blood of Jesus bridges the gap and makes us one with God. And Heavenly Father, I pray that I would have greater appreciation this very day. And I pray it for my friend, that she would have, that he would have greater appreciation this very moment, that you took the impact and we received the blessing. And may we just shout hallelujah with our very lives for what you have done for us. And now, as we submit ourselves to you, what you are doing through us. To your glory, in Jesus' name.